Well, hello, everybody. How are you today? Dave Spadaro live from the NovaCare Complex here in South Philadelphia as we creep ever closer to the 2014 NFL Draft. Great show for you today. We're going to visit with Zach Ertz, a gem of a draft pick last year. Eagles really getting some outstanding production from that 2013 draft class. All three of their first picks participated in 16 games last year. Only the Dallas Cowboys can claim that from their 2013 draft class. Ertz, who figures to be a huge part of the offense in 2014, stops by the studio and discusses the draft process and where it all clicked in. That game right there against the Arizona Cardinals, big game for him. We also will visit, behind enemy lines, the New York Giants. How are they looking after a pretty busy offseason? And, of course, Tony Pauline, DraftInsider.net. We are talking NFL draft, and more draft as, it edges closer to May 8th. Can't wait. Eagles with the 22nd pick in the draft. What will they do? Let's get you caught up on the day's headlines first and foremost. We take a look at things here. Now, cornerback Kerry Williams meeting the media yesterday and kind of intimating that he wants to be a bit more quiet this year and not maybe light as many fires as he did last year at times with the fans and the media. But when it came to on-field play, Kerry Williams was really solid for the Eagles, and another year in the system should make him just outstanding, long and physical and tenacious. Kerry Williams doing a nice job for the Eagles last season. He meets the media yesterday, and we'll hear from him tomorrow in studio right here on Eagles Live. Also, Howie Roseman tomorrow, general manager, his pre-draft conversation with the media. 10:30 from the NovaCare Complex. So Howie will not tell you what the Eagles plan to do with these six draft picks, but he'll give you an idea of what the draft looks like, where the talent is, what positions are strong, and what maybe could be stronger. But what will the Eagles do in this draft? That's a great question. Of course, the draft live coverage begins right here on May 5th at noon. Blake Bortles, will he be the first quarterback off the board? Will he be the first quarterback? Will he be the first pick in the draft from Houston? How about Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football? Heard some whispers this week about Manziel to the Eagles. Nah, Eagles have their quarterback, and his name is Nick Foles. And Teddy Bridgewater, who maybe 2 months ago was being talked about as a first pick in the draft, could he fall to round number two? What has happened since Louisville's football season ended? Why has Bridgewater, kind of his reputation, gone down a bit? Well, Tony Pauline will talk about that shortly. The rookie minicamp, just to give you a date to remember, it's May 16th to the 18th. So make sure you're with us then. We'll follow the rookies as best we are able to do so. And then a rookie last year, a young veteran now, Zach Ertz, is in studio with us shortly. When we return to Eagles Live, we take your phone calls, 215-339-6709. I need to know who you want in the first round of the draft and what you want from the seven-round draft in general. Where do you think the Eagles could use the most help? And also, we dip behind enemy lines, taking a look up the Jersey Turnpike, the New York Giants and their busy offseason. Ralph Vacchiano from the New York Daily News visits with us. We'll find out about the Giants on the other side when Eagles Live returns.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
All right, Monday is the big night for the Eagles cheerleader final auditions. Make sure you're with us. We got you covered right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Watch 60 beautiful finalists compete for 38 spots. The Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders final audition show live broadcast on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our live official Philadelphia Eagles app. So make sure you're with us. Dave Spitter with you here on this Wednesday at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles continuing the paces here in the offseason conditioning program. Great spirits here. Great atmosphere, a tremendous attendance. It just seems like a very confident group of Philadelphia Eagles players, coaches, and everyone in the building here. 215-339-6709. We'll take your phone calls in just a moment. First up, we visit with the New York Giants, a struggling team a year ago. The Giants have made some changes, and now they're in position to really address a major need. Will that need be the offensive line? Well, we'll find out. Ralph Facchiano from the New York Daily News. Behind Enemy Lines.
Thanks, Dave. In this edition of Behind Enemy Lines, we welcome Ralph Facchiano of the New York Daily News, and you can also hear him on Sirius NFL Radio. And he is also the author of The Making of a Quarterback, The Story of Eli Manning. And Ralph, my first question revolves around Manning. Had 27 interceptions a year ago. Do you see a quarterback who could potentially be in decline, or do you attribute his season to a lack of weapons around him?
Well, I guess he potentially could be. He's 33 years old, and, you know, while that's not particularly old for a quarterback, he wouldn't be the first one that started to decline around that age. But I don't think we necessarily saw that last year. I think we saw a quarterback who was just unable to function in the offense around him. You know, the offensive line was a disaster. There were games, especially early on, where he would start the backpedal, and before he could set his feet, there was a defender in his face, and there's no quarterback that can operate that way. So you add in that, you add in some bad play from his receivers, some spotty play from tight ends, you know, a running back core that I think used 7 running backs during the year. You know, I think you could put in any quarterback in the NFL, and they would maybe Peyton Manning, Tom Brady would have fared marginally better than Eli Manning did, but that offense wasn't going to be a success last year. So I think before we say he's on the decline, you know, we need to see him in an offense that works.
Ralph, the Giants made a lot of moves this offseason, uncharacteristic for the New York Giants. Did they make enough on the offensive side of the ball, in your estimation, to give Manning some extra help?
That's a really interesting question, because they spent about $116 million in total contracts during the offseason, most of it on the defense. I think they're going into it thinking it can't possibly be worse than it was last year. I'm assuming they're going to pick either a receiver or a tight end or a tackle, some kind of offensive player with the 12th overall pick of the draft. That would be my guess. I don't know that there's enough there just yet. I think they'll be better. How much better remains to be seen.
Ralph, Eli has had the same quarterback's coach and same offensive coordinator in Kevin Gilbride through his whole career. Ben McAdoo comes over from the Packers. He's going to be an offensive coordinator and play caller for the first time in his career. How do you think McAdoo is going to transform the Giants' offense, and how do you think Manning will react to the change?
Well, I think the offense will be a lot different. It's going to be in some ways simplified. The Giants' offense was kind of known for its complexity. It was the best way to describe it, is a sight read system where the receivers line up, play was called, and they would have multiple options based on kind of the nuance of where the defense lined up. If the cornerback was pressing, if he was back, if the safety was shaded over to one side, all of that would change it, and the quarterback and the receiver would have to be on the same page and see exactly the same things in the defense. And honestly, it led to some confusion sometimes. So the simplified offense certainly, I think, will help them click a little faster. You know, we can only assume that Ben McAdoo is going to basically bring the Green Bay Packers offense over, which is, you know, some more short passes, operates a little quicker than the Giants have in the past. That would be my guess. So it's going to look a lot different. And how Manning can thrive in it, I think he's a good enough quarterback to thrive in, and I think he's a smart enough guy to pick up a new offense. But, you know, this is the first time in his NFL career that he's had to learn a new offense. The last time we saw him learning a new offense, he was a rookie coming out of college, and it took him a few years. I assume he's much better and more adept at that now, but it's still a bit of an unknown that we're going to have to watch.
Certainly, especially since it was 10 years ago there for Manning. Ralph, I want to ask you about the defensive side of the football. Even though the Giants finished 7-9, they did rank 8th in yards allowed last season, and they did, as you said earlier, put a lot of money into the defensive side of the football. Which one or two moves specifically do you think will help improve the defense the most?
Well, I think the biggest improvement is going to be in their defensive backcourt, particularly the cornerbacks, who were really average at best last year, and I'm not even sure that they were always average. I think Prince Mukamara, the returning starter, is going to be a pretty good cornerback, but now you've got Dominique Rogers-Cromartie and Walt Thurmond as the sort of the big three back there. That's huge because all three of them can play, and it allows Antrell Roll, who had been playing a lot more cornerback in recent years, to sort of slide back to his more natural safety spot. So that defensive backfield will get a huge boost from those changes. It helps that they re-signed middle linebacker John Beeson, who's really the leader of this defense. But it all is contingent on the one unknown with them, which is Jason Pierre-Paul, coming off two injury-plagued years, back surgery last June, shoulder issues last year. If he's back to form, which was, when he was in form in 2011, he was one of the best defensive players in football, they'll have a pass rush, and that defense, I think, could be seriously top five. They were 8 last year. They could be easily top five. But if he's not back in the form, I don't know where their pass rush is coming from, because most of it came last year from Justin Tuck, who now plays out in Oakland.
Ralph Bacchiano for the New York Daily News. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. Thank you very much, Ralph Bacchiano. And Eagles fans, want to mention to you that we are playing our shows now with a new setup, a new video system here. Livestream is offering a beautiful option for you. If you come into the show late and you'd like to DVR the show, that's digital video record the show, you can actually rewind the show and then catch up. So you've got a lot more options at your fingertips. So play around with it, enjoy it. We're going to be live all draft weekend, so there might be some times where you miss some golden nuggets from the great Merrill Reese that you want to catch. Or relive the draft picks. The Eagles have 6 of them. You can always rewind and then catch up later. Got that? Technology, it's on our side. Let's take some phone calls now. 215-339-6709. And we go to Georgia and talk to Michael. Hey, Michael. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dave.
How are you, buddy?
Hey, thank you. I'm good. You said something earlier about on who we're going to get in the first round.
Yes.
I was thinking that we should get Brandon Cooks, wide receiver from Oregon State, or Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, I gotcha. Who else?
And or Allen Robinson from Penn State.
The linebacker.
No, the wide receiver number.
Allen Robinson from Penn State. I think it sounds like Cooks will be drafted right in that range. Anywhere from 15 to 23, 24. And obviously, we've talked a lot about Cooks. Thank you for the call, Michael. Talked a lot about Cooks and how he would fit into this scheme, and very versatile, explosive player. Robinson is more of a big-bodied player. He lost a lot of weight during the offseason. I got to be honest with you, that makes me a little suspicious when players reinvent themselves after their football season and then they remarkably run a faster time. Is that the true player, or is that the prep for the combine player, prep for the 40-yard dash player? So I think Robinson's a borderline first-round pick. I could see you move back a little bit from 22. Robinson's a better option for you. Cooks is somebody that, all of these draft picks are mentioning. Marquise Lee, somebody that everybody's mentioning. Wide receivers, it's very deep. And the Eagles will have options there. Now, the question is, if the draft is so deep at wide receiver, do you want to get one first round? Do you want to wait 2 or 3? Howie Roseman said today on 94 WIP that he expects the Eagles to draft at least one wide receiver. So it sounds like clearly the Eagles understand, look, they don't have DeSean Jackson. They don't have Jason Avant. They get back Jeremy Maclin. But, there are options here in the draft. All right, let's go to Long Island, New York, and talk to Jonathan, who joins us here on Eagles Live. Hey, Jonathan.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I just want to talk about how I believe, you know, the Eagles could move up in the draft.
Move up in the draft?
Yeah,
wait.
Move up.
Give me the scenario.
Okay, so you said that we have 6 picks, right?
That's right.
We don't really need a position, but we need help on 5 positions.
Okay.
We have the safety, the corner, an interior lineman, a wide receiver, and an outside linebacker, correct? Then you trade up, you give away your 6 pick, you move up in the first round, you can snag that crazy wide receiver prospect, or you can snag a safety, because maybe Calvin Pryor or Ha-Ha Clinton Dix is not there at 22.
I think that it's interesting you say it that way, and I'm one, and I think Howie and Chip are also of the belief that you want to actually acquire more draft picks, and you want to address the entire roster, not just say we only need 5 players. I mean, I got to tell you something. It's interesting, Jonathan. I'm taking nothing for granted. I think where the Eagles are right now from where they were a year ago, tremendous difference. But it is hard to stay at this level. So I'm actually more interested in acquiring extra picks. So if you're going to ask me, move up in the draft, or would you rather move up in the draft or move back in the draft? I'd rather move back in the draft and get extra picks. I just don't know. Is there that special player? Are you going to go up and get Mike Evans? You're going to go up from 22 to 7? You're going to give up an awful lot to get somebody of that caliber.
I mean, not necessarily. I mean, the Eagles, again, we're not in desperate need of a receiver because, you know, we did get Darren Sproles, and Zach Ertz, he is going to be a great player moving forward. So you don't necessarily need a receiver just to cover up what we lost with Deshaun, because you can make that up with Sproles and other receivers, Macklin coming back. So, you know, I'm pretty sure we do need a safety. That's the one question mark that I have in my mind, safety.
Yeah, and Jonathan, thanks so much for the phone call. And I think everybody believes in Zach Ertz, and they believe that Darren Sproles is going to make a huge difference in the offense. Agreed. And safety, yeah, I like Malcolm Jenkins a lot. I think Nate Allen will be improved again this year. Problem is there's just no safeties that really are those game changers. I'm not sure you're going to upgrade a whole lot at the safety position as I get closer to the draft and hear more about this draft class and where it's strong and where it's not strong. I guess I'm not convinced at the safety position that there's that player there who will come in and turn this defense around. But we're going to talk draft on the other side. Tony Pauline, draftinsider.net, joins us, and we're going to talk about some of the big moves in free agency, or rather in the draft, and some of the big potential names that the Eagles could snag at 22. On the other side here, Eagles Live, Tony Pauline, draftinsider.net. We get a little bit closer to the draft, and we talk about, as we get this thing focused in here, what happens in this final week between now and draft time, and who will be there at 22 for the Eagles. Eagles Live returns on PhiladelphiaEagles.com in just one moment.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
The NFL draft beckons, and with that, we talk about it with our insider from the draft, draft expert, Tony Pauline, joins us once again from draftinsider.net. And Tony, we have talked a lot about wide receivers, about impact players on the offensive side of the ball. Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about the defense. And this is a defense last year, a lot of change. Good job keeping the point total down. The yards were up, but the point total was down. So now I want some impact on defense. Can you deliver an impact player on 22 in the first round?
Going to be difficult. I think the top defensive players are going to be off the board early. That's why they're impact players. So it's going to be a stretch. You may get a guy who could be good down the road and may contribute as a rookie. I don't think you're going to get an impact player where you're selecting around one.
All right, let's talk about a couple of positions. What if I want a big developmental type nose tackle? And I think the Eagles like Benny Logan a lot. But you can never have somebody... And you can never have too much depth there. Give me somebody, maybe rounds 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, let's go rounds 4 or 5. Ryan Carruthers of Arkansas State, 335 pounds, 6'2". I mean, your classic nose tackle. But he's relatively athletic. He's not just a guy who basically can't move in the middle of the field and occupy blocks. He gets down the line of scrimmage and he makes plays. So Carruthers of Arkansas State's a guy who's going to go that third day of the draft who fits that mold. Another guy would be Zach Kerr from right down the road here at University of Delaware. A little bit smaller, 316 pounds, but a terrific athlete, a guy who can hold the point, but also get outside the box, get to the flanks to chase the ball carrier. A guy who may need some time because he's got to get a little bit stronger, but that's someone to think about.
I will be thinking about that in days 2 and 3 of the draft. We'll be talking to you up in New York as well. How about the outside pass rusher? Now, the Eagles put Trent Cole there. He came on strong last year. Maybe looking for a little bit of youth. Is there a player outside of the top of the draft that you might be able to develop quickly?
Marcus Smith of Louisville is a guy to think about in the second, third round. Sort of like Trent Cole in the sense that he was a defensive end in college, but he's going to stand up over tackle at the next level. Has got a lot of natural pass rushing skills. Another guy in that area, DeMarcus Lawrence of Boise State. Terrific athlete, natural pass rusher, can play in the ground at three-point stance. Also stand up outside linebacker in a 3-4. That's somebody to remember.
All right, Tony, and safety has been a conversation piece for Eagles fans for years and years. And we know that Clinton Haha Dix is somebody who's going to go, or what's his name? Haha Clinton Dix?
It's
Clinton,
Hassan Haha Clinton Dix.
What is the name?
His real name is Hassan. I have a difficult time calling a grown man Haha. His real name is Hassan Clinton Dix.
I did not know that. No. Thank you for telling me. We've got him. We've got Pryor. Ward is moving up the list a bit here. Any of those available at 22?
I think both Clinton Dix and Pryor will be available at 22.
Really? Now, I thought Clinton Dix early on in all this mock talk was a top 10 pick. No,
he never was. He's not an elite safety. He's not one of those game changers. He's very good in a class of rather poor safeties, which is why he may be overdrafted. I still think he should be available when the Eagles select. That's where I project him as. I mean, somebody may reach because they want a safety and they want to grab a guy quick. Jimmy Ward's not a first rounder. Jimmy Ward is, he's not the athlete, Jimmy Ward of Northern Illinois, but he's a thinking man's football player. He doesn't make mental mistakes. He positions himself to play, to make plays against the ball. He's also played some cornerback, so he's got some versatility to him.
And that's something Chip Kelly likes. Last year, Tony, we looked at Chip Kelly's draft and didn't really know what to expect going in. His first NFL draft, Lane Johnson, athlete, first round. Zach Ertz, athlete, second round. Benny Logan, versatile player up front, third round. Now we have a sense of what Chip Kelly is looking for. So are there characteristics that you can kind of say, if the Eagles coming up here, and we've got a group of players, so you want to go with the most athletic player, the most versatile player, what are we looking for here?
Athlete and speed. I mean, Benny Logan was also a very good athlete. I mean, he wasn't known as a strong defensive line, but he's a good athlete. You know, we talked about some receivers in the past, guys like Brandon Cooks who were game breakers. You talked about Hassan Clinton Dix, who's a good athlete. You know, second round, the guys we mentioned, Marcus Smith of Louisville, DeMarcus Lawrence of Boise State, second day players. They're also very good athletes, and they're fast. That's Chip Kelly's MO is speed.
Speed kills, and speed has won for Chip Kelly at the college level. One for the Eagles in 2013. Tony Pauline, draftinsider.net. We thank you for joining us today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding Scepter was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Hard work, work.
There you go.
Hard
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Big things ahead for the man to my left. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro. We welcome you inside the studio. I'm joined by second-year tight end Zach Ertz. And Zach, welcome, first of all, into our big room here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, a year ago, tell me what it was like going through the draft process. You're a grown man now, and it really makes you grow up quickly, doesn't it? That whole draft prodding and poking.
Yeah, it's a strange experience. I think it was a year ago today, actually, that I was drafted.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of surreal today. The whole year's gone by. It was a lot of fun meeting a lot of new people. But at the end of the day, I was really happy to get it over with and be here.
Did it go? They always say, did it go by more quickly this whole year than anything you could even imagine?
Yeah, it was a long year. To be blunt with it,
yeah.
I mean, right after the senior year, you go right into the combine training, and then after that, you have all the meetings, and after that you have the draft, and then unfortunately I wasn't even able to be here last year for the OTA, so I was back in school, and then I flew out here, and then the symposium, and then camp, and then the season, so it was a whirlwind of a year.
So you literally, while the Eagles were practicing, you were literally in class faking it, I'm sure, studying, like you were really into your, what kind of classes were you taking?
Some engineering classes. Okay. Miserable.
Was it hard to catch up with what the, I mean, obviously you didn't seem to, you got a lot of reps. There was a lot of trust from the coaching staff. You must have done a lot of things right.
Yeah, once the school year was over, I really got into the playbook, film, study a lot. So I was pretty much doing everything I could to catch up.
Zach, this is fascinating, the way the tight ends are used here. I mean, you've got to, at this level, be a good blocker. You got to run the routes perfectly. Timing is everything. Okay. You know, there's just such a limited margin for error. It didn't seem to bother you, though. You seemed to really pick up things quickly.
Yeah, I think Stanford did a great job of setting me up for this level. And then I think Coach Kelly does a great job, an unbelievable job even, to say that he puts all of his offensive people in situations to be successful. I mean, my hat's off to him in that sense, and I think the sky's the limit for this offense.
How was it with Brent and with James, learning from two guys who've been in the league for a long time and have had success?
It was an unbelievable experience. I mean, for those guys to go out of their way to kind of help me out and show me the ropes, I mean, I think you hear, I mean, in the past, there's a whole bunch of horror stories going around the NFL locker rooms of how the vets kind of treat the rookies, and it was the complete opposite here. So I was truly grateful for that.
Was there a welcome to the NFL moment for you? Was there a moment where you said, "Hey, I'm good. I'm gonna have a lot of success here"?
I think after the bye week last year, things kind of really started to slow down for me. At the beginning, I was kind of rushing a lot of things. Then that Cardinals game, I think, was that next game after the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a big game against them, and that I think that's when I was like, okay, I can make an impact in this league.
Minnesota was a tremendous game for you as well. Big touchdown catch in that game. You go into the offseason, and Zach, what kind of goals did you have leaving the rookie season and getting ready for year number two?
Well, I want to be more of a complete tight end. I don't want there to be a situation where I have to come off the field or the coaches look, all right, Zach has to come off the field because it's a running play or it's a passing play, so we got to get him off the field. I truly want to be a complete tight end, and I think that's what I'm working for this year.
Do you see your opportunities moving around the formation, lining up in the slot, moving out wide, lining up in the backfield, going in motion, stuff like that?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I mean, like I was saying, Coach Kelly does an unbelievable job of scouting teams and putting all of us in very good situations. I kind of did that a lot in college, and I'm looking forward to it again this year.
Zach, year number two here, you know what to expect. Do you anticipate, just from a day-to-day managing the tempo, the pace, the pressure, that it will be a lot, you know, a lot, not, I won't say easier, but a lot more manageable for you?
Yeah, it will be a lot more familiar, I think.
Yeah, I guess that's a better word.
The great word for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, things I know what to expect each and every day. And I think that's the thing I'm really most looking forward to, especially these OTAs and mandatory minicamp coming up since I wasn't able to be here last year. And
right.
Just being with all the tight end coaches for an extra 2 months is going to be great for me.
How's the body changed in a year? Did you work out specifically for any goals that you had? Were you trying to get bigger and stronger?
Yeah, I was trying to get stronger. That was kind of the key thing. I mean, I still want to be able to run. That's kind of one of the big assets I have, but I need to get stronger to be a more complete tight end, and that's what I was working for all offseason.
Good offseason for you?
Oh, yeah, great offseason. Yeah.
Well, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, all nothing beautiful. Better. Nothing
yeah,
better.
The spring has sprung. Yeah. It's beautiful here in Philly, and there's football in the air at the NovaCare Complex. Eckerts, thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding Scepter was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Guaranteed, with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Once again, May 5th, the date, 7:30 p.m., the Eagles and the cheerleaders getting together here, the final audition show. 60 beautiful finalists competing for 38 spots. Tune in, PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We've got live coverage for you, 7:30 on Monday, May 5th, draft week. But, hey, some sizzle as well. Let's get to the telephones here. Go to Delaware and talk to Tyrell, who joins us here, 215-339-6709. Ty, what's going on today, buddy?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about outside linebacker. And since we're talking about the draft, I had a player in mind.
Okay.
I seen as we were going after Deion Jordan because of all the athleticism and versatility he would bring to the outside linebacker position. But I believe there's a guy named Chris McCain from Cal. This dude is amazing, and he doesn't get a lot of buzz, and I'm thinking we could pick him up around round 4 to 5.
You know, there are going to be some pass rush specialists out there. Certainly the pass rush, in my opinion, is what separates a consistent pass rush, is what separates the Eagles defense from being a good defense, from being a really good defense. And I think that, you know, that's got to be a focus for this team. Now, Deion Jordan, I've read all the reports, doesn't sound like the Dolphins want to move him. You know, obviously Chip Kelly knows a lot about Deion Jordan. We shall see. Marcus Smith from Louisville is somebody that Tony Pauline has mentioned. He's an athlete. He gets up the field quickly. Pass rush specialist. So, you know, maybe at some point in the draft, the Eagles will get somebody like that. Now, we see him here at the Senior Bowl workouts with his hand on the ground. Can do both. And I think that's the kind of player the Eagles would likely look at. They've used Trent Cole last year with his hand down in a 4-3, standing up in a 3-4. And I think Bill Davis would like to have that kind of versatility on the outside.
Okay.
But that's your number one. That's your number. What are you doing at 22 in round one, Tyrell?
At 22, if he's there, I got to go with Cooks.
Cooks from Oregon State. Everybody loves – thanks for the call. Everybody loves Brandon Cooks. He's a versatile, get-him-out-in-space kind of player. I mean, do the Eagles want to stay with that kind of size? Do they want to go bigger at wide receiver? Can Cooks block in the run game? A very important component with this Eagles offense. This is a we've defined this offense. It is leaning toward a run-first offense. They spread the field. They run you. Obviously, a quick strike capability. Eagles, as Chip Kelly said when he got here, an equal opportunity offense, willing to score, running the football, throwing the football, what have you. So we'll see. All right, we're coming back tomorrow. We've got Eagles Live for you. Howie Roseman at 10:30. Eagles Live at noon. Make sure you're with us. The draft just 1 week away. Cannot wait for it all to start, and we'll have it for you from round one till the end of round seven, and then some right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We thank you for joining us today. I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.